It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome inside here to Olin Valley High School again here on Timeless Classics WAMB, 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and online from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. Brad Wallace, my left-hand side, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studios in downtown Brazil. It's the 4-3 Northview Knights on the road in Spencer, Indiana, to take on the 5-3 Owen Valley Patriots. Head coach of the Knights, Michael Byram, and then the legendary Roger Fleetwood in his 43rd year overall coaching, just his fifth at Owen Valley. 562 wins doesn't happen by accident, Brad.
Not at all. And, you know, we talked in our first game about Coach Keys, you know, looking for, you know, his historical big win, which will probably come maybe the end of the season, hopefully. But think about where we're at here with this this young program here at Northview. Only a, you know, a couple seniors, Steph and Michael Byram's, you know, fourth year here at Northview. And, you know, coaching plays a big factor. And the coaches showed this morning in Putnam County, they were talking about Bryce Rector was talking about the game with Greencastle last night. And he said, I got out-coached in the fourth quarter, you know. And two young coaches going at it. And, you know, Coach Byram picked up a little bit there last night off of the way the team was playing and feeding right through to it. And I think everybody grew last night.
Yeah, 28th fourth quarter run for the Knights to close out the defending 2020 Wabash Valley Classic champion Greencastle Tiger Cubs. But big enough that win, what it does is it keeps you in play for a WIC championship, which off the top of my head, if I remember correctly, they haven't won one since 2004, which would have been the Zach Key days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you look at the Western Indy Conference, just to give you an update of how that looks right now. Going from the bottom to the top, 0-3 in conference play would be South Putnam. 0-1 is Brown County. 1-4 is Indian Creek. 1-3 is West Vigo. 3-3 for North Putnam. 2-2 for Cloverdale. Greencastle 4-2. Northview 2-1. Edgewood 2-1. Owen Valley 2-1. Edgewood 4-1. Sullivan 2-0. So Northview will win here tonight. After last night, sweeping opportunity for these two conference folks could put you right there at third place, and an opportunity where you just need to beat Edgewood, Sullivan, take care of what's in front of you, and you might have your first conference championship here at Northview High School.
Yeah, you know, it's bigger than a conference championship. I mean, everybody likes to win the conference. It's a little different in basketball than the other sports, but anytime you can pick up a win, especially a road win here at Owen Valley, is going to be tough, but it's going to be big.
That's one thing that's not easy. You look at these two schools, their opponents' records. I mean, the last 35 years of series, if I told you to guess what the series was, what would
it
be?
It's almost 50%.
It's 30-12, Northview.
30-12?
Northview's won a lot of games.
Well, but a lot of that probably come really early.
Yeah, well, the last 35 years. Look at the last few years.
Yeah.
It's more split.
Yeah.
No, the last 35 years for the Northview girls was 12.
I think Stephen Atkins is this about his sixth year being a senior.
Yeah, it's six-year eligibility. He's got another brother coming up, Derek Atkinson, freshman. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Atkinson brothers in Owen Valley. That's that's a player that's going to be a problem for the Knights, like Whitaker we talked about in the pregame yesterday.
Yeah, and that's something, too. You know, we just seen it in the JV game. Size-wise, you know, they got three kids over 6'4 on their JV. What's that tell you? You know, their JV is very tall. You look down through here and a freshman, they've got a freshman, 4 freshmen over 6 foot. And on the junior varsity team, 6'4, 6'4, 6'6, 6'3, 6 foot. And then on the varsity side, holy good, you got 6'8 in Riley Brock, 6'3 in Bryce Brock. Brothers, Cole Campbell, 6'4. Steven Atkinson, 6'5. Nathan Gross, 6'4. I mean, yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, and then you look at ours, our height. I mean, there's consistent 6 foot, but it's nothing along those lines. We're not a short team. You have Jacob Fowler, 6'6. Swearingen, 6'4, but a guard. Your next tallest is 6'3 and Landon Carr, who's not here tonight. And then it's just a lot of average of 6'2, 6 foot.
I think the tape measure starts at 6 foot at Northview.
Is that basically what it is, all down the line? Hey, there's one, Caden, number 10.
Caden Schrader and somebody else, Hunter Johnson.
But those are freshmen.
They're listed at 5'8 and 5'9, but I'm just going to tell you, my son, they got him listed at 6 foot, and I know he loves to think he's 6 foot tall, but
his arms might be long.
Well, they're a little, 7 feet, 1 inches. Jared Parkey's got 7'4" wingspan.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
His fingers go to the tip of his long shorts.
All right, we'll take a break here in the pregame show. We'll tell you what John Harrell thinks his prediction is. We were shocked by yesterday's prediction, and he was right.
He
had Northview beating Greencastle by 2. It was just as close as it was. Owen Valley, Northview. Plus, we'll hear from head coach of the Northview Knights, Michael Byram, talking about last night's big Greencastle win and what he needs to do to prepare to get a win here, which is not easy to do on the road at Owen Valley High School. Back here after 2 minutes on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here in the pregame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Had a fun girls game earlier in the day. Now it's Coach Michael Byram of the boys' turn. After a big win yesterday, Coach, over Greencastle, you got a chance to watch the film. What really did you enjoy about that game?
I enjoyed how we played together, both ends of the court, and then I enjoyed seeing how we responded when we had faced some adversity. I thought those were two areas that we did a really good job in, which was much improved from last Tuesday. So, I was really, really proud of the boys for that.
If you're looking at the film, things you want to work on, maybe it's take more time to set up offensive plays, more on the defensive side of things. What are some things you saw that was a point of emphasis this morning at shoot-around?
I think offensively, I think at time, there's a fine line with being aggressive, but then also being reckless. And I think at times we force the issue when we probably should be a little bit more patient. I think experience kind of cures that, and seeing it on film. I think that offensively, and then defensively, I think that we did a really good job last night, but I thought at times we overhelped. So, I mean, that's just something we've got to kind of clean up on.
And another fun rivalry tonight as we move into this one, conference foes, sectional foes. You see this team once, twice, almost every year. Owen Valley, they have a good player in Atkinson. What do you like about the Patriots, and what do you hope your team can do tonight to slow down Atkinson and their other outside shooters?
First of all, they're well coached. They're competitive kids. I mean, every year we end up playing them in the sectional, so I'm sure it'll be the same thing here in March. So I mean, we'll more than likely get to see them again. But I mean, they're a group of guys who they're aggressive offensively, but at the same time, they also know their role. Like, they play through Steven Atkinson, which they should because he's a very special player. But at the same time, if you leave them open, they're going to make you pay. And so, I mean, we're going to have our hands full with that. And then plus, we're going to have to keep them off the glass. And then from a defensive or from an offensive perspective, like, Coach Fleetwood's been around the block several times. And he'll do about anything to kind of muddy up the game or strategize. It's something a little different for us. He always does. So I think that we just got to keep our composure and play together.
When this is a team that you know you'll probably see again, it's come sectional time. Are there plays maybe you don't show on film, or is it more of you just try to win the game and you worry about putting more plays in later in the year?
You know, we're trying to win this game. I mean, we're in the mix of a conference championship run. I mean, we're still towards the top. We got ourselves situated last night. This is another one. I mean, they dropped one last night to Cloverdale by 1 point, but they didn't shoot the ball very well. So, I mean, this is a big game. Like, we need to, if we want to win a WIC championship, you got to win this. So, I mean, that's what we're going all out for.
First time since 2004. Call it tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Court.
That was Coach Michael Byram here on the pregame show. We'll send it back to a quick 60-second break. Come back, get Brad's thoughts, and see what John Harrell had to say about this game. Right back here on the pregame show before Northview and Owen Valley on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here on the pregame show on Timeless Classics WAMB. Just under 2 minutes till we get underway for starting lineups and opening tip. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Brad, we saw the game last night, went over Greencastle. What'd you see last night that you liked that you want to see carry over to tonight's big Owen Valley game for Northview?
Well, we played the game last night as a team. There's no I in team, and last night it showed it. Everybody stepped up and played their part last night. You know, I was really impressed with the play of Drew Cook, the sophomore. He did really good last night, handling the basketball, defending the basketball, up on the rim, fighting for rebounds. You know, Drew's a pure shooter, and you got to love that. But when you can add to your game hustle, it sure helps out. Brevin Cooper really struggled shooting the ball last night, but he was in there. He probably led the team in rebounds last night. Caleb Swearingen had an off night, but he was a team leader. He was a senior leader. He did what he needed to keep everybody focused. Defensively, we did an outstanding job defending Whitaker and the outside shooting of Alexander and Sutherland.
From Caleb Swearingen's standpoint, we know it's going to be obviously a lot on his shoulders offensively, but defensively he'll have to guard Atkinson, I'm sure, a lot tonight. See a lot of switching. What's the plan? That's going to be my question.
Well, I don't know because, you know, it's one of those things that you don't know what's going to work. Coach Fleetwood knows the game of basketball, and he will throw – we'll see a sinker curve. We'll see everything in the first quarter. I mean, everything but the kitchen sink, and we'll see it in the second half.
Yesterday, Northview beat Greencastle 54-48. Owen Valley, though, last night lost to Cloverdale 52-51. Atkinson was held to 9 points.
Right.
And that's going to be, I'm sure, a little momentum for them.
But why was he held to 9 points?
Very good defensive opponent from Cloverdale.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, if he had a bad night last night, let's hope he doesn't do like we did.
And
double up.
All right, let's go ahead and send it to the PA announcement for the National Anthem and more. John Harrell's prediction right now, Northview 60, Owen Valley 55. We'll see if that stands.
Robert Boltinghouse, and Vice Principal George Jennings, Athletic Director Brad Green. Welcome to tonight's varsity contest between your Old Valley Patriots and the Northview Knights. Quick reminder that the Old Valley campus is tobacco-free, and therefore all use of tobacco is prohibited. In the spirit of sportsmanship, we ask that all fans act responsibly and courteously to those around you. Abusive language or disorderly conduct is unacceptable and not welcome at IHSA events, and cooperation is appreciated. ATI is proud to be an official athletic training provider in Old Valley High School. Athletic trainer Sarah Workman cares for all Patriot athletes to help them stay safe and in the game. At this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your hats as we pay honor to America with the playing of our national anthem.
Get underway here. That's the starting lineups. Owen Valley, Northview head-to-head here at Owen Valley High School. The Knights looking for a chance to go 2-1. And then if they win here tonight, they don't have to play again until Friday night. And that's a lot of practice time.
That is a lot of practice, Corey. And I'll tell you what, we need it.
At midcourt, Owen Valley, white unis, blue veils. Northview, black unis, white lettering. Ball's tipped between Atkinson and Swearingen. It was double tipped. And now Owen Valley will take it going left to right with Paquette. Near side, gets it off as Hamilton to Paquette, lobs it on the right wing, the bone break. Bone break to Atkinson, guarded by Swearingen on the right wing. He'll shoot the three.
He'll shoot it from anywhere. He'll shoot it from the bench if they let him.
Atkinson will get it down low, one-on-one. Trying to close in is DeHart, but Atkinson will go over the top and start the scoring for the Knights. Now Brevin Cooper, and the Knights down 2-0. Cooper on top to Caleb. Near side, DeHart finds Cook near side corner. Drew fakes right, goes left, stops on a dime, turns away to DeHart, takes a few dribbles back to the middle to find Cooper. Cooper trying to attack, bouncing it off to Caleb. Swearingen on the free throw line now, down low to Fowler, fakes left, goes right, out wide to DeHart, who will drive and shoot a 15-footer, and it will not fall. But Brevin Cooper, spark plug he is, grabs the offensive board. Now Swearingen driving in, fade away from the baseline. Let it skip over the rim. Here comes Atkinson. Up ahead now to Bone Break. In transition, three. Got it. Owen Valley, five. Northview, nothing.
Brandon Bone Break with his first three-pointer of the game. About a 23-footer, uncontested.
Fowler will get it on the far side perimeter now. Hand off to Caleb. Swearingen pump fakes. Drives, nowhere to go. They're not playing in zone, but they're definitely sagging off where they the lane right now. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, well, and you got Steven Atkins in there that's filtering everything out.
DeHart trying to get the scoring started with a three. No transition there as Atkinson will bring it up. He'll go for a transition three. In and out, rebounded by Fowler.
Much nice to see him miss that long two there. Corey Foote was on the line, but I'll tell you what, defensively, they're not giving us anything.
Fowler on the elbow, bounces down with a Swearingen. Swearingen dribbles in, Atkinson swipes at it. Instead, Cale will bring out for a three, and he missed. Ball is loose, and it'll be saved by Atkinson and Owen Valley. Knights off to a cold start here to begin things. Hamilton will bring it up the floor. Hamilton, far side, guarded by Drew Cook. Gets off to Atkinson. Atkinson trying to attack Caleb.
Travel.
And Caleb did a beautiful job there to keep him still.
One turnover now for Steven Atkinson.
Swearingen taller than Atkinson?
No.
It's not that far off, though.
A couple inches. But Atkinson's about probably...
Oh, he's bigger.
But 8 inches wider.
That's all. He's got a bunch of muscle. DeHart hands off to Swearingen, far side. Brings it for an 18-footer. Caleb knocked to the floor, no call. Into transition, ahead, knocked away. Saved there by Packett, up for a right hand, got it to go. 7-0 Owen Valley. Caleb get knocked to the floor, did he fall himself?
I didn't see it, but I'll tell you what. Drew Cook almost deflected that outlet pass.
Cooper will drive, try to take it himself. High off the glass, shook the backboard so much. No way that was going in. Now it's Hamilton, up top for three. Bone Break gives Owen Valley a 10-0 advantage. 4:56 to go in the first. Coach Byron timeout. We'll take one with him. 30 seconds here on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Braxton Sampson will come in for Jacob Fowler. Down 10-0 early coming out of the timeout, Brad. What's been the problem?
Oh, we can't get any shots off. Everything's got two guys on us.
DeHart on the right elbow just pulls up for 15 feet. That'll go in.
First scoring for the Knights. DeHart makes his first shot.
Hamilton on the volleyball line finds Atkinson left wing. Lobs it on top to Brock. Brock will be guarded by Braxton. Throwing it around the perimeter on the left side of Packett. Thought about three. He'll drive instead. Feed it inside. Knocked out of bounds by DeHart. And it'll stay with... It'll be Northview ball.
Yeah, it was off of Paquette. Or, I'm sorry, Bryce Brock.
So the Knights trying to cut the deficit. They trail by 8 right now. Team they'll most likely see in sectionals. And a team they need to beat if they want any aspiration of winning the conference. Swearingen on top, driving, fading, missed it, left it short. Braxton tried to take it away from Atkinson, but he's not going to let him do it. Now coming near side, Bone Break. Far side perimeter pass, up top to Atkinson for three, left it way long. DeHart will get the long rebound. He'll go in transition, bounce off to Caleb. Caleb with a reverse layup, felt Atkinson breathing down his neck.
Caleb gets his first 2 points of the game, cuts the lead to 6, 10-4. Owen Valley, 3:30 to go in the first period.
Up there on the Great Dane scoreboard. Down low to Atkinson, puts up the right hand, got it.
Steven Atkinson with 4 points, extends the lead back to 8.
Brevin Cooper goes right to left, hands off to DeHart. DeHart driving, 15 feet again, left it long off the back iron, no. Here comes Packett. Now Hamilton on top, in trouble, finds Atkinson who drives inside the Bone Break, puts up the right hand, left it short, got his own miss, and
Brevin Cooper ties up. Yeah, Brevin Cooper in there on Bryce Brock and ties him up on the rebound.
That was Brock.
Good hustle there by the Knights, and Drew Cook almost with another block shot.
No fouls so far in the early going. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Cooper near side, hands off to Swearingen. Darts it on top to Sampson. Sampson hands off to Brevin. Cooper on the left wing. Off to Drew Cook up top. Drew.
Yet to take a shot.
Yep. Finds Brevin Cooper near side in the corner. Brevin dribbles with it to DeHart for a long three. Rattles in and out. Braxton cleans up. Offensive board out to Drew Cook for three. Left it short. Now Bone Break goes left to right with it on your radio dial. Up ahead to Hamilton. Hamilton. They'll move it along the perimeter to Atkinson on the left wing. 2:10 to go first quarter. 12-4 advantage. Atkinson stops on the baseline. Feeds it on top to Paquette up top. Fires the Bone Break. Hands off to Hamilton. Under 2 minutes to go. Big thanks to our sponsors, including Park County, REMC. Down low to Atkinson on the right block. He'll get double teamed, spin away from it. He's fouled and counted.
Brevin Cooper's going to pick up the foul. That's first foul for the Knights. First foul for either team. And just like that, Atkinson's got six of the 14 points with a chance to make it seven.
Chris Ellis will come in the game for DeHart. Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. 14-4, Owen Valley up 10. Chance to go to their largest lead of 11 with this free throw. Shot up, got it. 15-4. Kind of how the North Dakota Knights started things off.
Yep. It ain't over.
No. Cooper near side, Ellis. Hands off to Swearingen. Fakes right, goes left, 15-footer, and got it. They're going to have to hit their jump shots tonight.
Swearingen's got four, and that's what they're going to get. They're going to get those 8 to 12 footers. That's about it. The perimeter and the inside defense for Owen Valley is spot on right now. Hopefully they wear out.
Down low, Atkinson wide open somehow.
Well, there was a pick set on Swearingen by Sampson.
A little team-on-team friendly fire.
Yeah.
Cooper to Chris Ellis, far side, hands off to Drew for three. Need this. Yep.
Big three-pointer for Drew Cook. Cuts the lead to 8.
17-9, 1 minute to go. Hamilton slowly brings up the floor. Finds Packett up top, thought about the three. Back door to Hamilton. Hamilton extends the pass to Bone Break. Bone Break, right wing, three. No, rebound by Chris Ellis. Down 17-9, North through the ball.
First missed three by Owen Valley.
Now Brevin hands off to Swearingen. Brings it inside, back door to Brevin. He's too far to the rim. How about Chris Ellis for three? How about getting it rejected by Atkinson right here in front of our face?
And Atkinson was above the backboard with our perception.
My gosh.
The kid's good. He's very athletic.
He's a senior. Ellis will inbound it right here in front of us, in front of Owen Valley bench.
27 seconds to go in the first period.
Probably go for the last shot, down 17-9. Brevin Cooper will dribble at the logo, looking at the clock. 15. Now Brevin brings it near side. Hands off to Caleb. Caleb being tightly guarded by Brock. Swearingen right elbow. 6 seconds. Tell him to spread it out. They're going to get double by Atkinson. 4. Caleb driving, and he'll be fouled. Throws it up, and it'll be on the floor.
Yep. 1.6 seconds to go.
Think he's trying to sneak in that lob here?
Yeah.
They've watched film.
Fouls on 33. That was on Bryce Brock, his first team's first.
Cooper underneath the bucket will inbound it.
This might be a high screen for Drew Cook.
Brevin feeds it out wide. It'll be tipped. Half court heave at the buzzer. And we'll go to the second quarter. 17-9 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Owen Valley up 8 here on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually,
In bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back for the second quarter. Rowan Valley has a 17-9 advantage over Northview here on this Saturday night. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you, Brad. 17-9 for the Knights as Owen Valley brings it up the floor. Hamilton gets it off the bone break near side. Tried to swat it to Atkinson, but Cook swatted it away. Just right back in the hands of bone break. Now Hamilton off the Paquette. Near side to bone break. Trying to get it down to Atkinson. Nowhere to go. They'll skip it instead across to Hamilton. Travel. And a travel on Paquette.
Yep. Caden Paquette stepped into his dribble. We've seen that a lot last year.
Chris Ellis still on the floor. He's in for DeHart. Brevin Cooper, far side perimeter. Back near Drew Cook. Cook will pump fake drive. He'll feed it down to Fowler, and Fowler will get fouled. That's exactly what we were talking about with Drew yesterday.
Yep. Drew's doing a great job driving and dishing, and you know, he's getting them off their feet at the three-point line. Drew has really stepped his game up. Hard to believe he's just a sophomore.
Fowler from the free throw line, up and in and out. Rare miss for him.
First trip to the line tonight for the Knights.
Second team foul in Owen Valley. Fowler again, got it. Makes it a seven-point game. 7:25 to go. Hamilton left to right on your radio dial. Off to Atkinson on the left wing. Lobs it on top. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton down low to Atkinson, who's double-teamed, so they'll throw it up top for an open three for bone break, and he'll miss. Swearingen will get the rebound, and he's going to say he stepped out of bounds.
He did, the way he come down. But it was a good hustle there by Caleb. In the first quarter, Owen Valley 5-for-6 from in the paint, 1-for-3 from behind the arc.
Owen Valley, bone break to inbound. Paquette gets it, he'll lose it, pick it back up. Up top now for Hamilton. Hamilton, Paquette on the right wing, feeds it in the guy, Zane Sparks, first time in the game. Swinging along the perimeter, bone break in the corner, down with Atkinson, guarded by Fowler and Ellis. Feeds it to Sparks underneath, puts it up, left it short, rebounded out wide offensively, and they'll reset. Spinning, Paquette, right hand, got it.
Caden Paquette now at 4 points for Owen Valley.
Back to a 9-point lead for the Patriots. Brevin will drive. Cooper puts it up and in. And what a move from the young point, or from the point guard.
First 2 points for Cooper.
6:16 to go until halftime. Hamilton driving up top now to Paquette. He'll pump fake, feed it in the left corner to Sparks. He'll pull up for three. No, rebounded by Drew Cook. Drew spins away on top, feeds Ellis in the corner. Now Brevin Cooper back to Drew. Cook driving, stopping, fading, shooting. No, left it short, and Atkinson comes up with a rebound. Would it shock you if there was a game where Atkinson didn't have 10 rebounds or more?
Yeah.
Hamilton has it with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. On the bone break, down low to Atkinson. Atkinson attacking, puts it up, left it short, but got his own miss and put it up and in.
Man got by with a foul there, Corey. Shoved Swearingen from behind to get that rebound. He knew where the ball was going because it released funny off his hands.
Brevin will drive, spinning out to Fowler. The big man can shoot a three.
Jacob Fowler with his first three of the week, maybe the month, and he's got 4 points.
21-15, 6-point game. 5 minutes to go until halftime. Out wide to match. Bone break. No. Rebounded by Fowler. Knights a chance to make it a one-possession game. Brevin finds Swearingen on the right wing.
Coming out party for Fowler.
Driving, puts it up, off the glass, put it up and in.
6 points for Caleb. Cuts it down to four, 21-17, 4:40 to go in the first half on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Knights on a 5-0 run. Hamilton off the Paquette up top. They'll have Fowler guarding the point guard here. He'll drive on him, puts a fadeaway in. No, here comes Drew. The Knights have life. Swearingen driving. Double team, fading. Left it too far to the right. Fowler with a putback. He'll be fouled and go to the line for two.
Yeah, I didn't like that shot selection there by Caleb. He had to double team, and he had Cook up on top of the perimeter. He had Ellis down here. DeHart going to check back in, give Brevin a little breather. Don't see that happen very often. Brevin's with only one foul, and we're in halfway through the second
probably
period.
Probably played a lot last night. And looks like Owen Valley will call a timeout. We'll take one with him. 21-17, 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Back here quickly on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here on WAMB, 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. The Knights are on a little run here, Brad, down 21-17 with the ball.
Big three by Jacob Fowler.
Drew Cook, was Fowler not fouling the shot? Which is why they inbounded
it was on the ground.
Cook will attack high off the glass, and who blocked it?
And Steven Atkinson.
Yep. What a height advantage
there.
That's
his third block. Third block probably has got five rebounds, got 11 points, and we're 4 minutes into the second period.
Atkinson, turnaround 15-footer, left it long. Ball is just jumped for. No one blocking out. Hit the bottom of the backboard, and now Drew Cook comes up with it. Drew Cook right to left. On top to Swearingen.
Jimmy V, you say he's my new favorite player. Well, Drew Cook's doing that. He's stepping up, man. He's playing everywhere.
Sophomore has the ball. He'll have it on the far side, dribbling with it to DeHart. DeHart to Chris Ellis in the corner. Ellis on top to Cook. He'll pump fake, find a cutting banana curl for Swearingen. Puts up the shot with the foul.
Swearingen gets the fight in there, gets the fight inside, goes up, gets it to fall. Foul was going to be on 33. That's his second. That's Bryce Brock. Four team fouls for Owen Valley.
Bone break will come in the game. Brock will take a seat. Brevin Cooper comes back in. Chris Ellis will go to the bench. Swearingen got it. 21-20. 8-0 run for the Knights. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Sparks on the right side, the bone break. Hands off to Atkinson, who's trying to attack. He'll pull up instead. Left it long, and the Knights will let him do that all night.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't.
He'll make it, but.
He'll make it. I wouldn't do that. The best thing about it is.
Contested three?
It keeps him out from rebounding.
Yeah.
The offensive second chance.
Atkinson will be double teamed on the baseline. He'll skip it far side. Packett will attack DeHart, put it up and in.
That's where they'll pick you apart.
23-22, 50 to go in the second quarter. Chance to get it within one or tie here on the shot. Cooper dancing with it on the logo. Skips it to Caleb. Far side perimeter. On top to Fowler. Bouncing it to Drew Cook dangerously. He'll corral it though. Cook, DeHart, right wing, down low to Fowler. He'll attack Atkinson, puts it up, and not even close.
Oh, Fowler, he needs to go right at the basket, not right into Atkinson.
Sparks will dance with it, find Atkinson on the right wing. Backdoor cut, what a pass. And he'll be out of bounds, though, to let him out. Intended there for bone break, but that big man can pass the ball, too.
Steven does, he's all, if you haven't got a chance to see him play or watch some of his highlight film, there's several his dad's really put him out there for recruiting purposes. There's several videos of him out, and it's fun to watch. He's a good shooter,
pure shooter as well.
I'm not sure where he's going, but
Fowler has an open 18-footer, won't take it. Instead, DeHart will take a three, and it's off the back iron. Fowler to clean it up, puts it up and left it short. Atkinson with the board. He'll bring it up the floor. On top, guarded by Caleb. Atkinson driving, picks up his dribble, needs somewhere to go with it. He'll reset the packet. Paquette on the right wing, and whoa, was trying to find Atkinson. Couldn't even get it to him, way outside, a turnover, Northview basketball.
But you see that Steven Atkinson turns around to Caden Paquette, and he starts explaining why he did what he did, you know, getting him on the same page, and that's really good teamwork.
Good teammate. Brevin Cooper, 90 seconds to go until halftime. Knights down 23-20.
Been a couple minutes here with neither team scoring.
Brevin, right wing, three to tie.
Tied basketball game. Brevin Cooper with his fifth point of the game. 23-23, 1 minute to go in the first half.
On the Great Dane scoreboard, big thanks to our friend, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Paquette on top, thought about taking the three. 60 seconds to go until halftime. Now Sparks, guarded by Cooper. Left elbow, thought about the step back. Instead, he'll feed it off to Wood. Now Atkinson. Atkinson to Sparks in the corner. Sparks back to Wood up top. I think going for the last shot.
Well, you never know. You never know what Fleetwood's got, what he's trying to do here.
Moving the ball along the perimeter. 30 seconds remain. Sparks dancing with it. I would assume so. Now he'll drive. What do I know? Wide open Paquette.
Yep, that's right all they block. Were doing. They were picking it apart and trying to get an inside shot, and they got it.
Waiting for Northview to fall asleep on defense, and they did. Worked. 12 seconds. Knights down 25-23. Brevin Cooper on the right wing. He'll drive, spin away, needs help. Just kind of throws at the bucket. The Fowler tip in. Got it. Now a half-court heave at the buzzer. Way off the mark. We're all tied up at 25 apiece here. Halftime show coming your way. But first, the coach, Bob Lovell, and the IHSA commissioner have a conversation here on their weekly sit-down on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, I hope the new year is treating you well, and congratulations to the IHSAA member institutions and staff and fans. We seem to have had a pretty successful holiday sports competition season that took place the last couple of weeks.
We did, you know, and it our student athletes were out there competing, which is what they love to do, of course. But, you know, our tournament docket was full over the Christmas holiday, and that period of time between New Year's and Christmas, or Christmas and New Year's, has become a time to get some games in, get some contests in, and the pressures of the school are gone. They're not worried about their algebra exam at that particular time.
Right.
They can just focus on their sport, and it's really become a kind of a special time in Indiana.
You know, during football, we talked about the benchmark of like 95% of contests were played. Do you have an idea of where we are here in the winter sports season, how that's gone relative to what happened in the fall?
You know, I think we're running a little bit below 95. As a matter of fact, I know we are. But we're still running 90% plus of competition. And that's due to nothing more than moving indoors. And, you know, the term that we've used a lot is out of an abundance of caution, I think, which is a good thing right now. And I think as we've moved indoors, I think people have approached their safety protocols differently, because it certainly looks different than outside. And, you know, and that's kind of what we're seeing. Schools are still being safe. You know, we're still shutting down when it becomes necessary, but we still have a lot of games going on.
There are a lot of games, and I think in one large respect has been the cooperation between the schools, the coaches, the ADs, and everybody. Everyone wants to play. They understand you have to be willing to compromise. You can't have it the way you normally would in terms of scheduling. You have to make allowances now.
That's exactly right, and it comes with flexibility with scheduling. Our schools have had to move games, not maybe because they're unable to play, but their opponent may be unable to play. And, you know, that's just kind of what our folks have become accustomed to. I think we said a couple of years ago, it's kind of like the springtime, as far as it's just not raining, but we're scheduling games and rescheduling contests at the same rate. I was looking at some schedules this morning, and in all of our sports, it's going to be busy between now and tournament time for everything that we participate in the wintertime.
Paul Neidig with us. We're talking about all things IHSAA. You want to talk about tournaments? Think about this date, January 24th, for the girls' pairing show. How about that?
It's here. You know, it's that time, and, you know, they those dreams of winning the state championship are starting to ramp up, especially on the girls' side. And Bob, you'll come into our studio here and do an excellent show, as you always do, and students and coaches and parents will watch with bated breath to be able to figure out who they're going to play and what their tournament draw looks like. And it's always a special time of the year.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. This is our weekly conversation about the IHSAA. Commissioner, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for all you do, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Bob, and we certainly appreciate you, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. We appreciate everybody, and we're excited about the new year and where we're headed in 2021.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Brazil Pizza King is your official North Unites WAMB post-game sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to post-game meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza, and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your North Unites.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common?
You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
All knotted up at 25 apiece here on the halftime show from Owen Valley High School in Spencer. 25-25, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. Brad, Knights got off to a very, very slow start. We're down 15-4 at one time, a little bit more than that, I believe, but they fought their way all the way back to tie this one up.
Yeah, it was 17-9 at the end of the first period, 25-25 at the break. Scoring for the Knights, 9 points for Caleb Swearingen, 6 for Jacob Fowler, 5 for Cooper, 3 for Cook, and 2 for DeHart. For Owen Valley, 11 for Steven Atkinson, 8 for Caden Paquette, 6 for Brandon Bonebreak. Only three scorers for Owen Valley, but Atkinson shooting the ball really well. He's got 11 points, but they held him to only 2 when they made the defensive switch there at the first quarter break, and they put Fowler on him, and they give him help side because whoever Caleb's guarding, Caleb sags off of him and helps out, and it's pinched him tremendously, and we took him. He had 9 in the first and 2 in the second.
And you know Coach Fleetwood will have an answer here.
Well, they will, but I look at some point, this athletic team we've got has got to start playing the full court. We've got to start pressing. We've got to start trapping and using our athleticism.
We'll take one more break, 1 minute here, tied at 25 apiece on the halftime show. Second half coming your way on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here for the second half of action. Big thanks to our friends over at York Automotive in down in Brazil. Make sure you visit their location. That's York Automotive in Brazil. All tied up at 25 apiece here. Brevin Cooper and the Knights will go left to right with it. Trying to take their first lead of the entire game. They once trailed 10-0 to begin this one. Swearingen gets off to Drew Cook on the right wing. He'll bring it inside on top now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper will dance with it. Inside of Drew Cook, catch and shoot 3. How about that? The Knights take their first lead, 28-25.
Drew Cook with his second big 3 of the night. And the Knights are up 28-25 to start the second half.
Atkinson will be guarded by Swearingen to begin things. On top now in the hands of Caden. Near side Atkinson, 15-footer, banana curl, got it.
13 points for Atkinson.
28-27 now, 7:14 to go into third. Brevin Cooper on the volleyball line. Cooper hands off to Swearingen. He'll shoot a 3 now, and this one's too far to the left. Now in transition, Hamilton quickly, guarded by Cook, brings it up. He'll dance with it, get it off to Bonebreak. Bonebreak, far side, Hamilton. Hamilton beyond the perimeter to the corner now to Atkinson, guarded by Fowler. One-hand bullet pass near side to Bonebreak. He'll skip that pass back over to Hamilton on the wing. Hamilton, good defense here by the Knights. We'll get it off to Atkinson. He'll pull up for 3 in the face of Fowler. No good. Rebounded by DeHart. Now Brevin Cooper will push it. Brevin thought about 3. Set it Swearingen in the left corner. He'll drive, get past the defender, spin, nowhere to go. Nice cut to the basket by Brevin Cooper. It's up and in.
There you go. Brevin Cooper and Caleb Swearingen doing what they've done for 4 years, and that's feeding each other the basketball.
30-27, 6-10 to go into third.
Every possession we're switching off who's guarding Atkinson. This time it's Swearingen, last time it was Fowler.
Atkinson puts up a shot. Swearingen gets a piece of it, and he's going the other way. Caleb Cook, corner three.
Boom, baby. Drew Cook with another big three. He's got 9 points, and the Knights extend the lead 6 points.
Drew Cook, don't let him get hot.
Love it. Love it.
Actually, let him, please. Hamilton driving for the elbow. Caden on the left baseline. He'll drive inside.
Drew with the steal.
Taken away by DeHart now. In transition. And a foul will be called on the reach-in. That'll
Bryce,
be on
Bryce Bonebrock. Or Bryce Brock,
third?
And that's his third.
Big thanks to our sponsors, including Riddell National Bank.
Nice run here to start.
Brevin Cooper on the volleyball line. Bouncing off to Fowler on the elbow, hands off to Drew. How about another three?
Boom! Shagalaka, three in a row, and Drew Cook is lighting the scoreboard up. 36-27, timeout, as Coach Fleetwood's seen enough of Drew Cook. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. Your Knights lead 36-27 after this break.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
5:21 to go in the third quarter. Northview up 36-27, thanks to Drew Cook lighting up the building with three straight threes. Coming out of the timeout will be the Patriots ball going right to left with it. Caden to Hamilton on the far side wing. He'll fake right, go left, spin up top to Caden. Thought about the three. Instead, Atkinson down low.
Quadruple teamed.
He'll be single coverage. He had a chance to come collide on him with Swearingen. Instead, he'll put up the shot and goes through. Ends the 9-0 Drew Cook run.
Everybody but DeHart was on Atkinson when he scored that bucket.
Swearingen waiting for Drew Cook to curl. Instead, he'll get it down low to Fowler. Fowler up top, DeHart. He'll take his time. Finds Brevin Cooper in the corner, up top to Drew Cook. Fakes it, step backs, inside to Swearingen. He'll fade away from the free throw line.
And Caleb Swearingen now has 11 for
Drew
the Knights.
Drew Cook nearly knocked it away, but here comes Hamilton. Lobs in the corner to Bonebrake. Hamilton dancing with it. Head to Caden. Out wide, Bonebrake three. No, rebounded. There by Owen Valley in the hands of Brock. Fowler let him get the board. Fowler obviously taller than him, and he'll go to the line after being fouled.
Yeah, there was a lot of pushing and shoving down there before that shot went up, and Fowler not happy with the Brock's play, and Brock's playing with three fouls.
Yeah, he's an aggressive player. 4:13 to go in the third quarter, 38-29. Knights up nine, and that'll stay that way after a missed free throw.
Bryce Brock yet to score in this game.
Big thanks to our friends over at Lorenz Service in Brazil, someone you can trust.
4:13 to go in the third period.
Brock.
Another
next
back
one, no.
Iron.
And he'll get his own miss. It just went right to him. Out to Atkinson on the right wing. Atkinson driving, right hand, little circus shot, got it to go.
How many points you think he's got, Corey?
12.
17.
Wow. Brevin Cooper, left to right. 17 of the 31 for Owen Valley. Fowler up top to DeHart. See if they can move the ball like they did last possession. They did a good job of it. Caleb on the right elbow. Finds Fowler right baseline. Moves it up top to DeHart. Ethan.
Just need to be patient.
Yeah, no rush. Now to Brevin Cooper on the left wing. Pump fake, driving, spinning. Up top, DeHart open for three.
Way
too
off.
Far to the left. Fowler, the offensive board. He'll swing it to the right block to DeHart up and in.
DeHart with a nice follow through there and a feed to, from Brevin Cooper. 40-31, Knights lead by nine.
40-31, Drew Cook with a steal.
How does he come up with that dribbler?
I don't know. Oh. And he turns it over after a forced pass. Caden goes up and blocks it, puts up the right hand, and got it to go.
Now, good hustle by Drew Cook. He did everything right except for he tried the outlet pass, and he should have just kept it himself. But we'll move forward, 40-33.
Knights up three. Largest lead is nine. Brevin driving, attacking, fadeaway, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
Shove from behind by Zach Hamilton. That's going to be his first foul. Oh, no, they didn't call that on Hamilton? Yeah, Hamilton. I thought it was. Hamilton had his hands up underneath Brevin's jersey.
Yeah, Fowler getting a lot of run here. Braxton Sampson only subbed in one time. He'll come in after this made free throw from Brevin Cooper. Fowler will get a break.
Cooper now with his eighth point of the game.
Fowler has been big on the offensive glass and down low, so good for him. Bone break will come out of the game. Brock. Cooper again makes it a nine-point advantage. 42-33, Knights up. 2:52 to go in the third.
Boy, and I can just tell you in this post-game interview, Coach Byram's going to say, man, we come out sluggish, and that's exactly what I didn't want to see us do. But, boy, they sure have fired all cylinders here in the second and third quarter.
And a credit to their mental toughness.
That's right.
Atkinson, far side corner. He'll drive on Drew Cook. He'll get quickly double-teamed down low to Braxton. Had a switch off there. Probably don't want Drew Cook guarding Atkinson.
No, but I'll tell you what. Sampson stood his ground. All he needed to do is move forward about a foot, and that would have been an offensive player control foul on Atkinson.
Cooper will drive in. He'll attack Atkinson. It'll be too strong. 42-35, 2:14 to go into third. Atkinson will bring it up as the point. He'll go right to left. Atkinson, far side. He'll be double-teamed in the corner. Brings it on top to Sparks. Sparks drives it over on the left wing. Gives it right back to Sparks. Big possession here for Owen Valley. See if the Knights can get a stop. Far side. Caden on the right wing. He'll drive corner. Inside. Ball tipped. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Drew Cook.
Yeah, Drew Cook was up there. He got himself set and made it where he had to go baseline, and Paquette didn't have anywhere to go with it, so he tried throwing it up, and Drew knocked it right out of bounds.
Inbound it, trying to get it in. Fires up ahead. Drew Cook inside the bone break, and he'll put it up and in with a right hand.
Well, that 2 point took a lot of work, but that's 8 points now for Brandon Bone Break.
A little 4-0 run here for Owen Valley. 90 seconds to go in the third. 42-37. Drew Cook off to Swearingen. Swearingen driving, puts up the shot. Atkinson was in his way, didn't matter.
13 points for Caleb Swearingen.
Now far side. Sparks. Sparks lobs it up ahead, now to Atkinson. Atkinson guarded by Caleb. One hand handoff to Bone Break. Back near side, Sparks. Sparks drives on Brevin. Lobs in the air to three. Bone Break, got it.
Brandon Bonebreak now has 11 as well for Owen Valley, and they cut the lead to four with just under a minute to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. Knights need to get a big possession, a big score here.
Brevin on the right wing, hands off to Drew Cook. He'll be out wide with it, 40 seconds. See if they get the best shot first, nothing forced here, 30 seconds to go. Big thanks to our friends over at PDF Inc., Process Development and Fabrication. 25 seconds in the third. DeHart logo. Picks up his dribble. Finds Swearingen. Trying to spread him out a little bit. Now Braxton on the right wing. Atkinson trying to come in swiping. Swiping, no swiping for him. DeHart, 10 seconds. Drives left hand. No. Swearingen offensive board. Puts it up and in.
Caleb Swearingen cleans up the
now
jump.
Now DeHart steals it. Back to Swearingen. And no foul call. They'll throw it up ahead at the buzzer. No. What happened down there? Was that a clean block? That's exactly what the official's going to say.
Coach Byram didn't think so.
Neither did Caleb or anybody else. 46-40, 6-point lead for the Knights. Final quarter coming up on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Wasn't a celebration for it, but we do want to congratulate senior Caleb Swearingen for scoring his 1,000-point club. Join the 1,000-point club. First player to do it for the night since Brigham Boo, and then before him, Zach Keys.
Yeah, I was going to say there's something loose on the floor, but they call a foul on Braxton Sampson, the defensive specialist. And believe it or not, that's Sampson's first foul. Again tonight, here he is in the fourth quarter getting his first foul. He's cleaning his game up.
Up top, Caden for three, left it short. Drew Cook with a rebound.
Sampson's got the transition from football's over with now. He's starting to realize he's playing with a round ball.
Drew Cook to Braxton.
Going to have a foul away from the ball. It's going to be holding on 22. That's Zane Sparks.
46-40. Brevin Cooper underneath the inbound. Cooper lobs it to Chris Ellis, and the ball's tipped away by Atkinson. Atkinson spinning, intercepted by Braxton Sampson, the linebacker.
Boy, we heard that a lot this football season as the young man picked up several of them.
Now Drew Cook crossing, Euros left hand. Drew Cook with a big man move.
14 points for Drew Cook. He'll be at that 1,000-point club. He keeps this going.
48-40, 7 minutes to go. Moving the ball around. Owen Valley to Sparks. Sparks driving in, spinning right hand. Nice move from him.
Zane Sparks picks up his first 2 points of the game.
48-42, 6:45 to go.
We had a really good one here last year. Me and Dave Crooks called it in a WIC game. Boy, it was a good one.
The sectional was too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One in overtime?
Yep. So was WIC.
Cooper on the corner. On the right wing, he'll hesitate. Kick out to Ellis. On top to Brevin. Brevin thought about the three, won't take it. Takes his time. Brevin drives now. Attacks left hand. Got it.
Brevin Cooper in double digits. He's got 11.
Now moving it right to left.
Paquette with a big three. No good. Rebound to Brevin Cooper.
Up by 8. Largest lead of the game is 9 for the Knights. Under 6 minutes to go. Brevin out to Braxton. Up top to Drew Cook. Cook taking his time. Now he'll attack. Goes to the rim. He'll get fouled and send Drew Cook to the line.
What a hustle move there by Drew, and that foul's going to be on 23. That's Brandon Bonebreak. That's his first. That's the team's fifth.
5:44 to go. Drew Cook. Free throws up and off the mark. Rare miss for Drew Cook from the line.
Well, 50-42. The YouTube stream, there's a banner blocking it. The guy sitting in front of it's got something up blocking it. So Drew missed the free throw.
Drew Cook missed both. We'll reset. 5.5 to go. Northview 50. Owen Valley 42. On the left side with it. Hamilton down low to Atkinson. He'll bring it in the left corner. Pull up 18-footer, got it in the face of Swearingen.
Atkinson has 21 points to lead all scores, 50-44. Northview with a 6-point lead and the basketball.
Brevin Cooper off to Ellis on the right elbow, reaching, he'll be fouled. And that'll be the fifth team foul.
Only the second on Atkinson.
Yep. Ellis in front of his own bench to inbound. Ellis off to Brevin. Cooper on the right wing, bouncing up top to Braxton. Back to Brevin. Brevin, baby floater. You can tell he's worked on that.
Count at 13 points now for Brevin Cooper, and we extend the lead back to 8.
I think we're showing this team can shoot the basketball.
Finally.
Atkinson up top. Pull up 3. Long one. It'll roll. No. Brevin, he
got rid of that.
They said he was out of bounds, and no, he wasn't.
Oh.
Even the players are probably, what? He was in midair, saved it, got his feet down, threw it back in, and he was not out of bounds.
Yeah.
They're going to call him out. Timeout.
He landed out of bounds.
We'll take a break. 52-44, 4:48 to go on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood. Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
52-44, 4:48 to go in this ballgame. Big thanks to our friends at Timberland Lumber Company. Timberland Lumber Company, men of our North Unite sponsors. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Brad, I took a deep breath. Still think it's a wrong call, but we'll move on.
We're not officials. We're broadcasters.
I have eyes.
And you, well, so do they. And, you know, they're getting paid to do it. And they're humans. They might miss one. We've been very hard on officials throughout the, you know, our career broadcasting and everything. But I'll tell you one thing, Corey. The IHSA needs as many officials as they can get, and that's the reason why they're struggling to get them, because the fans, you know, hey, they're human. They're going to make mistakes.
Yep. Atkinson near side. He'll drive to the bucket, attack, puts up the right hand, missed it.
And he missed it because of Drew Cook.
Drew Cook near side with the ball. 4.5 to go. I guess that out-of-bounds play never even mattered, did it?
Nope.
Brevin Cooper. The Knights have 4 timeouts remaining. Owen Valley only has 2. Brevin on the left elbow on top to Cook. Cook will dance with it. Ooh. Drew Cook will drive, attack, right hand.
Offensive foul called on Ethan DeHart. He put the chicken wing into pocket.
So Drew Cook's layup will not count.
DeHart's first foul, team's second. Or sorry, team's third. I missed one somewhere. Samson's going to get a break. Fowler's going to check back in. Fowler with 6 points.
52-44, 4 minutes ago.
Drew Cook has played about every minute of this game, and he sure is hustling. How is that not a travel?
Atkinson will miss it, but they're going to call a foul and over the back.
On Swearingen?
On Swearingen.
But I don't know how that wasn't. There was about 4 steps for Atkinson before he even jumped.
That'll be the first foul on Caleb, which is pretty impressive, knowing who he's guarding all night. Bone break to inbound. Gets it in. Caden will drive, and a body foul will be called on Fowler.
Yeah, and we don't like this. I don't like these cheap fouls coming here. You know, I know it's a fourth quarter, but.
Now each team has 5 fouls.
Yeah, and it was 5-2.
Sparks off the bone break in the corner. Fires across court to Caden. He'll pump fake, drive, gets past Fowler for an easy 2.
Drew Cook tried swatting that away like a little cat trying to get a fish out of an aquarium.
Coach Fleetwood on his feet. 52-46. 3:40 to go. Brevin with the ball to DeHart. Back to Brevin Cooper. Cooper attacking. Right hand will be fouled and will go to the line. He shot that ball quickly because he felt the hand in the cookie jar. It's a veteran
foul. Fouls
senior
on number 11. That's Zach Hamilton, his 2nd. And so now Knights will be in the bonus from here on out.
In this game, we've had a lot of back and forth. Northview Lady Knights got the win earlier today. Big congratulations to them. Free throw up and through, 53-46. Caleb Swearingen joins the 1,000-point club here at Knights Athletics. Our man, Coach Keith, coaches the Lady Knights. He's also on that list. Brevin, free throw up and through.
15 points for Brevin Cooper. Him and Swearingen both have 15. Swearingen yet to score here in the 4th period.
3.5 to go. Far side. Sparks on the elbow. Brock getting set to check in for the Patriots. Atkinson guarded by Brevin Cooper and Swearingen. Up top to Sparks for 3. Off the back iron. Chasing the rebound. No one can corral it for the Knights. Off 3 hands. Put up and in by Bonebreak.
Brandon Bonebreak gets another 2 points. He's got 13.
The Knights get it to a six-point lead, get it to an eight-point lead, can't do anything because they let them match. Got to find a way to get a stop and score. Brevin driving, going to the bucket. He'll bring it back to the right corner.
I'll disagree with that, Corey. We don't need stops. We just need to score when they do.
Why not both?
Yeah. Just let this clock keep running. That's what we need to do. We have a six-point lead, and we're in the bonus now.
Yep. Brevin. And they're doing that. They're going wide. 2:38 to go. Cooper off to Swearingen on the right wing. No rush here.
No reason. We need to get this down to a minute before we even attempt anything. Make them foul.
Swearingen will drive in. Bouncing down low to Fowler. Fowler fakes. Just throws it up. Not a good shot there.
Not at
all.
And
here comes a foul on Fowler.
Yep. Frustration foul for Fowler.
John Harrell predicted 60-55 Northview.
It could be close.
For that.
It could be close. Timeout, Coach Michael Byram will take one as well. 2:20 to go in this one. 54-48. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
54-48, 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Knights have been up by six or more ever since Drew Cook went on a rain of three straight threes
to
in
start
the third quarter.
Yeah, he did. He went from 3 points, one of two from behind the arc, to three in a row to start the second half, and that's all he shot. He hasn't shot any in the fourth.
Now the Knights need to stop. Atkinson gets it blocked by Swearingen. No, they're going to say it's a foul from behind.
Yep, and it was. It was. Swearingen's second foul. And now they're in the bonus.
Big thanks to our friends at Refreshment Services. And stick around for our post-game show, our Pizza King in Brazil post-game show.
Player of the game brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. First shot's up and good for Atkinson.
As well as Box Draw Mattress in Brazil and Ellis Law. Call 812-234-9000 today.
234-9000.
Atkinson shot, got it. Four-point game. 54-50, 2:07 to go and counting. Brevin Cooper goes left to right on the radio dial. Cooper down low to Fowler. Fowler on the right wing now. Up top to DeHart. Ethan has had his best offensive night. Brevin Cooper near side now. 1:45 to go. Brevin driving, attacking, puts it up, left it short. Ball's loose, rebounded by Owen Valley. Here comes Bone Break, stolen by Drew Cook in the hands of Caleb Swearingen.
The hustle by Drew Cook. He lights the fire, gets down there in the afterburners, tips it away on a back tip, and the Knights have the basketball.
Under 90 seconds to go, and a reach and foul will be called on Atkinson. That sends a senior, Caleb Swearingen, to the line for a 1-1. And they're going to send in Zach Hamilton.
Nothing against Jacob Fowler, but right now if I was Coach Michael Byram, I would have Fowler out and have another ball handler in there. I would reach into the bench and get somebody to handle the ball, either Rumpke or Wallace or Parkey or Amir Holman, somebody just to come in to handle the basketball. Swearingen shots up and good. He's got 16.
55-50 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Next one's up and through. Still a two-possession game no matter what. 56-50. No fouls.
1 minute and 20 seconds. Come on, Northview.
Here we go. Hamilton far side. Up top now to Caden. Swings at the Sparks on the left wing. He'll attack, throw it up, and got it to go.
Sparks
has been a spark off the bench for Owen Valley.
Yeah, he's
full
got four
timeout.
Points.
Full timeout for Owen Valley. We'll take one with him. 56-52, 1:08 to go. 60-second break.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
North, you have 56-52 with 109 to go. Go to WAMBradio.com, send a link to your friend. It's full court pressure here applied by Owen Valley. Swearingen inbound with his team up four. He can run the baseline. Swearingen looking inbound, needs help. Bouncing it off to DeHart in the corner, and DeHart will travel.
He slid across the floor. That happens here a lot, though.
I think Coach Michael Byram needed to breathe hard there for a second. 56-52. Inbounds it to Atkinson in the corner. 1 minute to go. Knights need a stop. In the right corner, bone break. Up top to Hamilton, swings to Sparks, near side Caden. Down low to Atkinson, puts it up and got it to go.
Steven Atkinson with two more.
56-54. Swearingen will get the inbound. He'll initially get fouled right away.
The worst part of that foul for Owen Valley, that's Atkinson's fourth foul with 45.5. And if they get it tied up and we go to overtime, they could lose the big fella easily.
I think he just realized he had four now.
Yeah.
That face he showed when Coach Fleetwood said you have four was shocking.
He's played hard. We knew he would. We knew he would be a high scorer. He's got 25 points.
45 seconds. Swearingen at the charity stripe. Big 1-1. Got it. Another big one coming up because right now it's a one possession game. Swearingen got them both. 58-54, 44 seconds to go. Atkinson right to left, guarded by Swearingen. Atkinson dribbles with it, brings it to the top of the key, double teamed, in midair, finds Caden. He'll drive to the bucket, Fowler slides over to help, saved from going out of bounds to Atkinson for three, air ball, and Drew Cook's there with the rebound.
Foul Drew Cook, go right ahead. This one's over, Corey, as Drew Cook's going to go to the line to shoot two. 24.9 seconds to go.
I don't like saying that because he was 0 for 2 earlier.
Nah, he won't miss now. He won't miss now.
24 seconds, 58-54. This will not be the last time I'm sure Northview sees Owen Valley this year.
Let's hope so.
Drew Cook, free throw up and through.
I want to buy first round of sectionals.
Don't want to see Owen Valley.
Yeah,
don't want to see the Brownstown Central team till the championship.
Now, I want to see anybody we can face because we can beat anybody. I told you Drew would make them, and he did. Drew Cook now has 16 points for the Knights. 24.9 seconds to go, 60-54.
22 seconds. Hamilton ahead to Caden for three, a long one. He'll hit it off the back rim. Drew Cook goes up for the rebound and bats it to Brevin Cooper. 14 seconds to go, and he'll go to the line after being fouled.
Yeah, Drew Cook got landed on, too, and he's getting up slow, holding himself. Maybe got it in the groin.
Coach Byram will check on him.
Nope, it's his wrist.
Wrist or?
Holding his left wrist. But he said he's good, so let's see. Yeah, just the way he fell. Cooper makes the first one, and this one is over. He makes his second one, and we're good.
61-54, Brevin Cooper got it. No, he'll miss. 12 seconds. Driving, right-hand layup, got it. 8 seconds, timeout Owen Valley. 61-56, 8 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout with him here on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
8 seconds ago, 61-56. In a situation like this, what are you doing if you're North Dew?
Well, you inbound the ball. You throw it all the way back down, you know, in the front court. And, you know, it's a jump ball type deal. You get it down there. You get it inbounds. At least you're going to get 2 or 3 seconds off the clock. They're going to have to foul. So, Drew Cook looks like he's fine. He rubbed the wrist a little bit, shook it a few times, and he's still in the basketball game.
Swearing just set the inbound. Choking on water.
Timeout, Coach Michael Byram. They were struggling to get it in. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School. 8 seconds ago, 61-56, Northview up 5. Coming out of a full timeout, Northview will try to draw one more thing up. Owen Valley is completely out of timeouts, Brad, while Northview has 2 remaining. You said throw it deep in this situation. Does that kind of look like they weren't going to do that at the beginning?
No, they were trying to. They were trying to get it to Fowler, but they Owen Valley stepped things back, and it worked out, you know. So now I look for one of the ball handlers to go back.
And they can run the baseline.
After a timeout, you can't. Yeah.
Swearingen gets the ball to inbound. Up 6 with the ball. Up. Gets it in. Brevin Cooper gets fouled right away with 6.5 to go. Excuse me, they're up 5 with the ball. Going to the free throw line now. I don't know how John Harrell does it, but, man, he knows how to predict games, doesn't he?
Yeah. So Fowler will go to the line to shoot. I thought that was Brett. Oh, no, they called it on the away from the ball.
Away from the ball, yeah. Foul. So Fowler gets 2 free throws. Shots up and good.
Jacob Fowler's got 7.
First thing, oh, it's a center. He won't be able to make them. Fowler can shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Coming out of the game will be Brock.
He did miss 1 free throw earlier, but on the season, he's pretty good. Probably about 90%.
Got it. 63-56, and that'll do it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Atkinson, deep 3 at the buzzer. Sure.
You count it.
The over-under will work. 63-59. The North Unites, after being down 10-0 to begin the game, come back and win this one. 63-59 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Your Pizza King of Brazil postgame show coming up. The Knights back-to-back wins over Greencastle and Owen Valley. Big-time conference wins. We'll break it all down and more with Brad Wallace and myself, Corey Clark, on the postgame show brought to you by Pizza King in Brazil.
There are times in your life when you need some advice. When you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's 2 types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car or furniture or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a 5-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here on the Pizza King in Brazil postgame show. The North Unites get the win here on Timeless Classics WAMB over Owen Valley here. Corey Clark, Brad Wallace with you. Dennis back in the studio. Final score, Northview 63, Owen Valley 59, thanks to an Atkinson long three at the buzzer, which will give him 28 points, and I'll let Brad tell you the rest of the scoring.
Scoring for Owen Valley on the loss, 28 for Steven Atkinson, 13 for Brandon Bonebrook. Bonebreak, Caden Paquette with 14 and 4 off the bench for Zane Sparks. For the Northview Knights, leading scorer tonight was Caleb Swearingen with 19. Drew Cook and Brevin Cooper both had 16. 8 for Jacob Fowler and 4 for Ethan DeHart. Knights did an outstanding job bouncing back from a game Tuesday night against North Putnam where they didn't shoot the ball really well, and then tonight come back and, you know, or last night come back and shot the ball really well. Tonight they shot it really good. From the free throw line, they were outstanding here. Just in the fourth quarter, the Knights missed 3 free throws. That's it.
The Northview Knights get the win. We'll leave on Coach Michael Byram to get up here and talk to us. Probably window a little bit. Big win for the Knights, 63-59. Back-to-back wins now. Last night over Greencastle, tonight over Owen Valley. And a fun night of basketball where I think I need a nap too after all of it.
Yeah. Knights 15 for 19 from the free throw line.
Coach, you go down 10-0 to begin the game. You call a timeout. What was talked about during that timeout huddle, and then what do you think about your team responding the way they did?
Well, I had to remind him we weren't making good choices, okay? We believe that if we make the right choices in all realms of the game, whether we're playing hard or we're playing with passion, playing together, like, good things happen for us. And at that moment in time, we weren't making good choices. We weren't making the choices that we need to make in order for us to be successful.
Offensively, you see Caleb Swearingen, 19 points. Brevin Cooper, Drew Cook, 15 points. Fowler, 8 points as well. Everybody consistently across the board. And that's something you talk about all the time. You think you have one of the better shooting teams in the area, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of us moving the ball and shooting open shots. Sometimes, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, I think. Sometimes when you got guys that are confident, sometimes they kind of pull the trigger a little too quick because they get a little antsy and they believe it's going in when they shoot it. When if we just commit to the ball movement and moving without the ball, we get open looks, we're going to knock them down.
One thing we've noticed is the last couple games, yesterday, today, Drew Cook, he's playing a different style. He's not just camping out in the three-point line. He's cutting to the bucket. He's playing tough defense. And that's a Drew Cook we know that you talk about. He can be that player. What do you think about Drew Cook's play the last two nights?
I'm very proud of him. I mean, he was very disappointed with his performance at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And he has high expectations for himself. I have high expectations for him. And we develop all of our players. I mean, all around games. We want guys being able to play in all facets. And we got a locker room full of young men who are dedicated and give their best every day. But I would like to congratulate Caleb.
Caleb, my next thing.
Caleb's the 8th 1,000 point scorer in boys basketball history at Northview.
Yeah, so. And he missed a lot of his freshman year with injury.
I was a sophomore.
His sophomore year,
he sprained his ankle. It was really bad going into the second game of the year, and he missed 5 or 6 games, and he wasn't healthy at all. It was just one of those nagging ones.
And, And that's when Brevin Cooper, something clicked, and he figured out that it wasn't baseball was his future. It was going to be basketball, you know, and that's where he really stood out.
Well, you know, Brevin's a special player as well. I mean, I was talking to a college coach the other day about Brevin. I told him, like, in my 18 years of coaching, he's probably the most competitive kid I've ever been around. I've been around some really competitive kids.
He'll beat you at anything he thinks he can.
That's right. That's right.
You've been around two of the 1,000-point scorers in Bringabu, Caleb Swearingen. The one before that goes all the way back to Zach Key. So what's that say about how impressive it is for a feat for Caleb to get that?
Oh, it's very impressive. I mean, it's hard to do something like that. It's longevity. It's developing your game. It's not easy to go out there and score, especially if you're a guy that typically scores. Every good coach is going to try to take away what you're wanting to do. But he's had a lot of great teammates, too, to get him the ball.
Yeah, and we've struggled. We've got a really good sectional, and we've struggled to play 23, 25 games a year like a lot of the big schools do, you know, to extend our season past that. So for him to get 1,000 points and miss half of his sophomore season.
No, and not only that, like, we haven't played Brown County in, like, 3 years. That game has got canceled the past 3 years. So, I mean, yeah, we haven't had a lot of tournament success that we want, but, I mean, that's a growing process. So, I mean, sometimes when you get to March, you got to be lucky as well as good.
That's right. The draw's a lot. And, you know, you got to be playing. Hey, we've bounced back from Tuesday night, and this is a rock star performance for the night.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm very proud of our guys. I mean, we've had a rough couple weeks. I mean, we roll in the Classic, not practicing for 2 weeks, trying to play games against really good teams, and then trying to also try to find our identity a little bit and trying to buy into the roles that we need guys to buy into doing on a nightly basis, and then playing three tough conference teams this week. So I'm really proud of how we responded.
And before I let you go, pretty good weekend knocking off Greencastle, knocking off Owen Valley. Now you get another full week of practice. You don't play again until Friday, another big conference game. What do you think? Just, I mean, you haven't watched the film yet, I'm sure, but you get time to practice. So what are some things you really want to take the time to do?
We need to clean up some fundamental stuff, I think, both offensively and defensively. We'll probably focus in more on that on Monday. And then we'll kind of start getting ourselves game planning for games on Friday and Saturday.
All right, Coach, good luck, and congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll go ahead and send it back to the break here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show. North Unites get the win over Owen Valley, 63-59 here on WAMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official North Unites WAMB postgame sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to postgame meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your North Unites.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here on the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show on WAMB. So pretty successful weekend overall, Brad. Knocking off a big-time win over Greencastle at home. Coming on the road to go down 10-0, 15-4 to come back and win over Owen Valley, 63-59.
Yeah, and coming into this game, we knew Steven Atkinson would be at, you know, 20-plus points, and he did. He had 28 points. He battled through it. And tough feat for Caleb Swearingen and Jacob Fowler. They guarded him the whole game, and both those two only committed two fouls apiece. And a couple of, you know, one of Fowler's and one of Swearingen's were just hustle fouls. So great defense tonight by the North Unites. I know Steven Atkinson got his 28 points, but nobody else was able to beat us.
We'll take one more break, come back, give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game yesterday. It was Drew Cook today. A lot of good candidates. We'll tell you who it is when we come back here on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show for the final time on Timeless Classics WAMB. Let's go ahead and give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, Brad.
Well, Corey, every night it's a new player that steps up and really shines. Tonight, everybody stepped up. you know, look at Christian Ellis, what he did coming off the bench. Braxton Sampson come in. Neither one of them two attempted a shot, but they were involved in a lot of stuff. Jacob Fowler had probably his best all-around game. He hit a big three-pointer to keep us in there when we were trailing by eight. You know, we got it to tied up at halftime. Fowler did outstanding. Fowler scored 6 points alone in the third quarter. You could give it to him. Then you got Ethan DeHart. He really struggled shooting at the beginning of the game. Ends with 4 points. Ethan DeHart usually, you know, he's good for 8 or 10 every game. But he didn't give up. He stayed out on the floor and hustled. Then you've got Drew Cook. Man, last night I thought this kid's really, really progressing. He's doing great. Tonight he comes out. I expected the same, and we get more. You know that song, Pour Some Sugar on Me? I don't know what his dad did to him today, but he come out firing and, you know, back and forth, up and down the court. And then Brevin Cooper. You know, Brevin, what can you say? He's got 16 points, battles back and forth, had second chances, offensive rebounds, putbacks. You know, Brevin did great, had balanced scoring, didn't score in the first quarter, scored 5 in the second quarter, scored 4 in the third quarter, scored 7 in the fourth quarter. You know, but you look at that. But then again, you got to look at Caleb Swearingen, the senior. Got his 1,000th point tonight for a reason. He led the scoring tonight with 19. He was 4-for-4 from the charity stripe at the end when it mattered. Didn't miss a shot to end in the second half. Finished with 19 points. Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game tonight, is the senior. And welcome to the Northview 1,000 Point Club, Caleb Swearingen.
All right, well, we'll get out of here. We're back on the air Tuesday at North Putnam High School where the girls are. We'll be calling the game, though, for you here on WAMB. Boys are back in action next Friday for a boys-girls doubleheader at South Putnam High School. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Knights of a successful weekend, knocking off Greencastle and then Owen Valley. Get to do it all over again next Friday. Until then, drive safe. Big thanks to Dennis. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Knights win over Owen Valley on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute, a DLC media station.